AP News, I'm Mike Hempen.
Noise one, Miami.
Looks like we have an aircraft overran the runway on 3.
Air traffic control audio from Miami's International Airport South Tower, courtesy of ATC.com, after an Amazon cargo plane overruns runway 3. Experts say federal investigators will likely consider whether the Amazon cargo jet that barreled off the runway and crashed into several vehicles touched down too late. The fiery crash killed 5 people. It injured 5 others. It overran the runway Sunday afternoon after arriving from San Juan, Puerto Rico. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the latest rounds of Israeli airstrikes on villages in southern Lebanon.
Israel's Air Force carried out 2 strikes early Monday on a southern Lebanese village, killing at least 9 people, including a child and 2 women. Lebanon's health ministry said one of the strikes hit a building, which killed 8 people, and 11 people were also wounded, including 4 children and 2 women. The ministry says another strike on a car in the village killed a Lebanese paramedic. The strikes come a day after 4 Lebanese people were killed in Israeli strikes on villages in southern Lebanon's Nabatieh province, also wounding tens of people, including 2 children. The Israeli strikes also destroyed several homes. I'm Karen Shamas.
The price of crude oil is close to $100 a barrel as the U.S. military denies Iran struck an uncrewed American military vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, which remains effectively closed. The stock market will be closed today for the Labor Day holiday. Widow's Bay has dominated in an early Emmys ceremony, winning 8 awards for its debut season. This is AP News. U.S. envoys hold talks in Ukraine after meeting with Russia's leader.
U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner held what they called encouraging talks in Kyiv Sunday with Ukraine President Zelensky in their first official visit to the country, but made no breakthrough toward ending Russia's full-scale invasion. Here's President Trump's son-in-law, Kushner.
We're doing a lot of work behind the scenes to try and create the right conditions for it. It's a very, very hard problem, but we're going to try. And I think if we can achieve that, it'd be an incredible thing. It doesn't mean that we will achieve it.
The trip by the Americans, part of a renewed effort to end the war, followed a meeting with Russian President Putin in Moscow Saturday. Here's Witkoff.
We came to see President Putin first. We needed to hear where he stood. We had good, concrete conversation with him, which we advised President Zelensky and his team about.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.